Back here on the DDC on this Thursday, Darren McFarland, Will Adonik, Derek Mason with you. Typically, every Tuesday at 11:15, we speak with our next guest, Predators General Manager David Poile. They had the GM meetings actually in person down in Palm Beach, Florida this week on Tuesday. So he was in meetings, and he now joins us. How nice was it, David, to actually have an in-person meeting? I believe that's the first time in a couple of years, right?
Exactly, 752 days to be exact since the general manager of the National Hockey League met together. So it was really, really good. It felt normal. And again, if you look over the last 2.5 years, there's been a number of changes, not only with teams, but with coaches in the league and general managers. So we had a whole bunch of new guys that had never been at a meeting before, so that in itself was, was really unique. That how many guys you actually hadn't met in person for over 2 years. So it was all good. A good couple of days going over a lot of things. We went over a lot of I would say the history of the National Hockey League, meaning a lot of things that the general managers group had done in the last say 10 to 15 years, because there's been so many new guys. So it was a good look at where we've been and where we've come from, and all in all, I think the game is in pretty good shape.
Did I see where the salary cap may be increasing moving forward?
It's going to be increased by $1 million. Just to refresh everybody's memory, what's happened with the COVID, basically in the last couple of years, we've paid, with the reduction in different things, it's built up a huge amount of escrow. That would be debt from the players back to the owners. So it's going to take 3 or 4 years. They're predicting in season 24-25 that things remain, again, using the word normal, and we start filling our buildings and the revenue increases, that you could see a significant jump in the cap at that time. But for the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to be approximately $1 million a year. That's what the forecast is right now.
I also saw where the World Cup of Hockey is returning, I guess, possibly in 2024. Explain to us and our listeners what that would mean for that season and how those discussions were.
Yeah, it would probably be similar if it gets off the ground, very similar to carving out 2 or 3 weeks in probably February. I would say just like we did this year for the Olympics, although the Olympics didn't have NHL participation because we're still in the COVID situation. The NHL has done this a couple of times before. It's been tremendously successful. I mean, we pride ourselves in the NHL as the best league in the world, best on best. But in this case, now it's best on best from each country. Probably they talked a little bit of a format of six countries guaranteed to be in there, and a couple other countries would have to have a play-in. Talked about, and this is all very premature, maybe starting the tournament with 4 teams in Europe, 4 teams in Canada and the U.S., and playing the semifinals over here and the finals over here, something like that. That's a little premature, but it will be tremendous hockey if it happens. And again, you're going to have the best of the best, and so you're going to see Phil Forsberg and Ekholm, for example, playing for Sweden, and different of our players playing on different countries. So it'd be very exciting.
You pulled the trigger for Jeremy Lausanne. You give up a second round pick for his services. He's had to basically jump in there because of some of the injuries that have taken place to some of your blue liners, and be playing for this team right away since the trade deadline. Overall, what have you thought of Jeremy Lausanne's play to this point?
Well, first of all, the timing was really good based on all the injuries. Three significant injuries on defense. This left us a little bit short, so we really needed his services. I think he's done well, getting used to our system. He's playing his offside with Ekholm right now. I would to get healthy, get a couple guys back, but Borowicki and Favreau are getting closer, but not quite there, and get everybody in the right seat, and get Lausanne probably over to the left side. But I think he's going to be a good addition, not only for this year, but he's a restricted free agent, which we will do our best efforts to sign him. I think he's a younger player that's getting better all the time. He's big. He's He's strong. He's pretty physical. And I think he fits into what we've got going with our team right now.
David Poile is with us, and he is the general manager of the Predators, coming out of the GM meetings and getting ready for the Predators' next matchup with the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night. David, we were joking about having the highest number of games, especially on the road, where you go to the other building and there's a big ceremony that's got everybody juiced up in the building. Of course, we had ours here for Pecorine, but Rick Jenneret's the next one coming up here. And you got this Buffalo team that's playing really inspired hockey right now. They've got that young nucleus. They seem like they've got some good things going.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very similar to, you know, the game with Ottawa. These younger teams are footloose and fancy free. They're not going to make the playoffs. Their risk reward is very favorable for them. They're trying a lot of different things. Ottawa was very aggressive, pinching down with their defense. I mean, I think if we could have been a little sharper, we could have, generated a little bit more offense earlier in the game to, start tilting the game our favor. But you're exactly right. I mean, they've improved. Buffalo's improved over the season. I think the fact that they were very young and the Eichel thing was a big distraction. So, they made that trade, and everybody's getting, opportunities. And, we see the same thing with Nashville. You make a decision to trade Ryan Ellis, and you put in Carrier and Fabro getting more minutes. You don't protect Yarncroc, and you play a Tanner Janot more. So, sometimes it works out for you. And they're both teams, Buffalo is certainly a team on the rise, and they're a tough out. Saw that again last night where the game went to a shootout before they lost. So it doesn't really matter, I don't think, right now who you're playing. I mean, the standings are the standings, but the ability to win games has never been harder than just in this last 15 games for the Predators.
David, one of the things that got discussed, I know, with you guys is the long-term IR. And I know Predator fans who can go back a little bit can remember 2015 when Patrick Kane came back from an injury for the Blackhawks, who were up against the cap, but they were able to get a couple of additions to replace him in the regular season and then got him in the playoffs. So a lot of teams have done that since. I know it's not an easy solution, but you guys kind of threw around some ideas down there. Where do you think there'll be an adjustment eventually someday to that rule?
Well, it's collectively bargained, so there's not anything that's going to happen in the short term, and maybe not until this deal expires. It's a pretty big, change from that was negotiated. That in essence, the simplest way to say it is you have a cap during the season, but you do not have a cap during playoffs. So it has its idiosyncrasies, and it has been used, as it turns out, as you would say, to the advantage of some teams that when they're able to insert players that were unhealthy and not playing, like the Patrick Kane is a perfect example. Kucherov for Tampa was another example. So it's the system in this case is not entirely broken. Could we see some adjustments in the future? I think it's an area to sit down and talk about. Gary likes to say it's always the we do things and we make changes, it takes to have a little bit of a pause because there's always these unintended consequences. And this is one of those situations that really wasn't contemplated. So I think we've got to give this a little bit of time, and we've got to spend a little bit more time talking about it. But right now it's an area that we want to address, but it's not it's not a huge concern right now.
Before we let you go, we've got to get your thoughts on Tanner Janot. It's interesting, too. His line mate, Yakov Trenin, is also having a really excellent season quietly, sort of, alongside of him. But Janot is such a great story. And it's one of those things where you hope everybody around the league gets the information, because I think for Rookie of the Year in particular, he's a guy that really should get strong consideration because his value goes on so many levels.
Well, you have no argument with me, or I don't think anybody in Smashville the success and how much we like Tanner Janot. I mean, He is looks like a player that's just getting better and better. He has a huge influence on every game because he brings that physical element. And you know, the coaches often talk about the drivers on your team, and they're really really important. And he's a driver. I mean, he makes things happen on the ice, and he gets everybody's attention. And it's again, when we're, I think it's going to have a little bit of a reset this year with some of the moves that we've made and how we want to play the game. And, he's right at the top of the list just in terms of the guys that represent the Predators, not only for today but in the future, and the identity of how we want to play. So he's had a terrific season. I mean, just had a baby, got a Gordie Howe hat trick, got fined yesterday. He's got it all going.
He did. He did get fined. You're right. David, enjoy the trip to Buffalo. Starts a new month, final month. This is truly the final push going into the final month of the regular season. We'll talk next week. Thanks for doing this as always.
Yeah, heads up tomorrow, you guys. April 1st, April Fools. Be careful now.
Always have awareness,
we
right?
will. We'll have our head on a swivel for sure tomorrow.
Okay, see you guys.
David Poile, Predators general manager. Good stuff from him. And, yeah, tomorrow is April 1st, so got to keep your head up at all times. You never know what can happen tomorrow to begin the month of April. We'll come back more of the DDC. Don't forget, at high noon, we will head up to Buffalo. And also, you know, they've got this stadium issue. We'll talk about that with Jason Wolf. Elliot Friedman, who was also at these GM meetings, will join us for his weekly chat at 1 o'clock. Things on tap here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.